This is an event that we do every year in which practitioners of this modality of cooperation, which is the cooperation between developing countries, get together to showcase how much it has been done to build a better world through this collective work. So this is an opportunity in which we learn what everybody is doing, and also we look forward to developing and establishing new partnerships involving governments, the private sector, governments from developed countries, and in a way it's an occasion to renew the commitment for South-South cooperation.
And the focus for this year?
The focus for this year is taking advantage of the many contributions of Dubai, the idea of how we can contribute to this 2030 agenda. The world, the leaders agreed last year on a very comprehensive new vision for the world, including dimensions social, economic, environmental. And a country like Dubai has been able to synthesize them very well, and we look forward to have this meeting as an inspiration for this collective work and this complex agenda that we all need to work together to attain.
When you look at Dubai, people think about the United Arab Emirates. A few years ago, this was all sandy, bare place. Now they have adopted a development agenda that is the admiration of many. Are there lessons that can be learned from the UAE, from Dubai, by other developing nations, other nations of the Southern Hemisphere? Which ones would be most applicable?
In the case of the United Arab Emirates, they were able to capitalize a very valuable natural resource, in their case, the oil and gas industry, and also develop other industries, industries of services like tourism, banking, finance, tourism. So this country, and this in particular Dubai, show how you can scale and capitalize on a commodity and a basic product to develop a very sophisticated economy that generates a lot of well-being for the people of the country and for many others who work here in this great country.
If I can ask you at the end of this expo, what would be your expectation? What would you want people around the world to think happened or has been achieved at this development expo?
I look forward to many more partnerships being developed, and not just to quantify agreements, but to quantify those agreements in the improvements on the lives of people. And I'm very confident that the connections that will be made in the next few days in Dubai will result in many people improving their conditions.
Any last word, last message?
Yes, South-South cooperation is very important, and I invite the people who listen to UN Radio to know more about it and to engage more with it.